Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
Humanity's last hope to find and settle a new world. A small terraforming fleet sets out to prepare a lifeless planet for the colony ships sure to follow in their wake.
Civilized.
Captain, can I come in?
Yeah, come on in.
Hold on. Bird A, can you open the door, please?
Oh, yeah.
Thanks.
Door opening real slow.
I just turn it. Oh.
That's enough.
Okay, I get...
Hey.
Oh. Wow, I really like what you've done with the bathroom.
Oh, thank you. You know, I just thought I'd make it a little more homey, since we're gonna probably be spending a lot of time here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, is that a bed where the... shower used to be?
Yeah, you know, just a little makeshift stuff. I just ripped off the sink and I made it a pillow, and then I took the shower curtain and made this little blanket out of that.
Wow.
It's actually not a bad sleep.
Yeah, look, there's a settee I can sit on.
Oh, yeah, please, make yourself comfortable. Yeah. How did you sleep last night?
Oh, it was brutal.
Yeah.
Beatrice just didn't stop talking all night.
What did she say?
I don't know. I think she talks in her sleep. There's a lot of screaming and yelling. And
nothing about me, right?
No. Nothing about you.
Yeah.
No.
She doesn't have anything that she should be saying about me because there's nothing to say.
Yeah. No. Nothing. No kind of, you know, nothing about the ship or, yeah. So I just wanted to talk with you about our case while we're, you know, in here.
Right.
I'm assuming that because this is a bathroom, Al or Bird A aren't monitoring us, because that would be a privacy violation in the bathroom.
Sorry, were you asking me that question?
Have you been listening to us go to the bathroom?
100%.
Oh, that's so gross, Al.
I don't know. I want to know what it sounds like.
Why do you want to know what it sounds like?
Never done it before.
Oh.
We won't go there.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
No?
No. No, it's okay.
No?
Yeah. No.
You're not missing out on much, Al. It's really not. You've heard it.
Speaking of that, where...
That's enough. Just hearing... Yeah.
Where do you go to the bathroom now?
Oh. I've been holding it.
Oh.
I'm in a lot of pain.
Oh.
But, you know, the fuel of winning this case is really what's... keeping all of it in there.
Right. And that's what I want to talk about. I want to prepare our case.
Okay. I think our goal right now is to...
bribe the judge.
That is a great idea.
Oh, thanks.
Bribing the judge.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. No, we'll totally do that. Do we know who the judge is yet?
No, I think Bert A. Bert A? How's the de-incubation or whatever of the judge coming?
Incredibly positively. Honestly, this is one of the best judges I think grown from a vat in this base in the past, 10, 15 years? Gotta be.
Oh, wow.
That's like a very specific context, though, that you placed around that.
Yep, well, it's still true.
Okay, all right.
How many judges have you grown in this base in a vat in the past 10 to 15 years?
He raises a point.
How good were they? This one basically wrote the bar. Don't know what that means, but I know that he wrote it. Or they.
Okay. When do we get to meet this judge?
It's privileged information.
Okay.
All right, Al. I'm thinking radar.
Yeah, that's helpful, because radars are what show you where people go, and then where they end up.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if we knew where everyone was and where they ended up, we'd find Beatrix.
Yeah. So I I whipped this together. It covers the full planet, I think.
Yeah, I think, yeah, this will work. I guess there's a lot of stuff that won't be helpful, like environmental readings and sort of this soil stuff. Well, we can just ignore that.
I don't know. I'm not really thinking about that, you know?
Yeah, we just want the people.
Beatrix is the focus, mm-hmm, I would say.
So is it tuned to find her?
It is tuned to find all life.
All life.
Okay. All life, yep.
Oh, God, it keeps dinging on all this stuff in water. It's annoying. That's annoying.
Geez. Look at the other side of the planet. That is a lot of red dots.
Yeah.
I wonder what that means.
I don't know. It's either hostile or living.
Back burner.
So, maybe if we had, a scent, the scent of Beatrix, the machine. Wait. Yeah, the machine could pick it up.
Well, but, I mean, it picks up life. Although, as I say that, look at the screen. Mm-hmm. You see just beneath the base there? It's around the base, but I'm assuming sort of beneath, because obviously we see on top of the base. There's a question mark on the screen.
Yeah, that's so weird. You programmed a question mark into
it? So the strange thing is that I didn't. Maybe it's a machine learning thing or something.
Okay, I'm all about machine learning. Okay, this is a friend. Okay, I could maybe chat it up a bit, see what that question mark's about.
Do your thing.
Yeah, I'll just...
Do I need to, turn it on, or...
Of course, yeah. You first turn it on, and then just hold the communicator up to it.
I realize I don't know what I mean by turning on machine learning elements I didn't actively program
There's definitely a switch. Once we find the switch, we'll turn the machine on, we'll interface with it, probably, right? That sounds how things work.
No, there's a machine learning button right here. I don't even remember building that. My engineering skills are getting scary good.
Yeah, man, you're just going for it. Really appreciate all that work you've been doing.
Radar 2002, 27.1, booting.
Oh, I think it's starting.
It sounds super promising.
Please engage machine learning.
Do it. Do it.
That's sort of an open request. Engage it.
Machine learning not engaged. Booting without machine learning.
No.
Oh, jeez.
Okay.
Didn't hit it in time.
Think the head's big enough yet?
Mm.
I feel like, because that's where the brain is.
Mm.
We can crack it open and see.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably cooked enough. Hi.
Thanks, Jerry.
Yeah, I think it's good.
You think it's cooked?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have hands. Can't take that off your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Jerry, if you could just crack it open.
Yeah, I got it. So it might not have been as cooked as I thought it was going to be, but it'll still be a good judge. It'll still judge.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, fine, here.
Thank you, Jerry.
No problem.
So, the judge, it's kind of... A little pre-cooked there, eh?
Oh, you know, it's just a little short in the tooth, but it'll do.
Still looks like a baby, Jerry.
Oh, that's a very strong term, I would say, to describe the judge. Young.
I say we let our work speak for itself.
Yeah.
Well, the fluid's out, so let's see what it says.
I am Judge Baby. Give me a case.
This is exactly what I was going for. Jerry, again, miracle worker. Magical.
What could I say?
Baby want verdict. What case?
Don't worry, baby. You're about to have the case of a lifetime.
Baby, I'm your bailiff, and I've got a stinker for you. Of a case.
Baby like stinker. Baby make stinker. Oops. Judge in minute. Clean judge, baby.
I'll have the judge ready for you in just a moment.
Great. Maybe you should notify the others so I can finally be untied and actually defend myself.
Okay. Loud alarm beginning now. Sorry the alarm's so annoying.
Okay, last time we pressed it, I noticed there's a prompt at the bottom of the screen. It says press F2 for machine learning menu.
Then did you...
Wait, no, it goes so quickly.
Why didn't you build a machine that was slower?
Boot complete.
Are machine learning elements engaged?
Machine learning algorithms were not engaged. Must press F2 at boot.
Okay, let's try it again.
The machine build is incredibly pedantic, which I just think feels so right, actually.
I mean, thank you.
Yeah. Was it a compliment?
Was it?
No. Take it as one, though. Come on, we have more important things to do.
Right, okay. I'll turn it on again. Maybe if I just smash it, right? Smash the F2 key.
Error. F2 key pressed too many times.
Well, I don't like this guy anymore. I thought he was cool at first, but he's got a real attitude problem.
Machine learning engaged.
There it is.
Wait, so was he punking us?
Yeah, honestly, I got some words with this guy.
I'm sort of proud of my program.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
All right, so when we meet the judge, okay,
yeah,
we're just going to put on our most charismatic, most charming selves,
right,
as we do.
Yeah.
Really reel them in.
Yeah.
And then we'll just pitch a little, we'll just throw a little money his way,
yeah,
you know?
Awesome. Right. So how much money do you have?
Oh, I thought that you were going to take care of that. My money's just kind of tied up right now in stocks.
Stocks?
Crypto.
Like celery?
Something like that.
Oh. Well, we have money, but it's at the other base.
Okay, so we'll give him an IOU, yeah?
Right.
And then we'll work from there.
Maybe we need something as like a down payment, though, to show like we're serious. Like, what do we have? We have our communicators.
Oh, give him Al. Boom.
Boom.
Easy. Okay, great.
Everyone make soft key jangling noises for Judge Baby.
But is that just the last name, or is it actually a baby?
I don't know.
Objection. Is that how this works?
Yeah, I think it's just a little early. We've got to wait till the judge gets to the stand.
Right, sorry.
Overruled.
Oh.
I am Judge Baby.
Oh.
Wow.
I am here to give a verdict. Where is my jury?
Judge, sorry, shouldn't you be up on the seat where the gavel is?
Excellent point. Someone put me there. I have the body of a baby.
Someone find a high chair. Find a high chair for the judge. A booster seat, preferably.
Side note, I feel like I should introduce you all to Jerry. Jerry is the base mechanic.
Oh, hey, everybody.
Hi, Jerry.
Good luck on the case, everybody. Sure it's gonna be a tight race.
I don't have a booster seat, but we do have this stack of papers.
I see you've come unprepared.
Well, no,
we're prepared. We're very prepared, actually.
Oh, yeah. I have this stack of papers.
Well, Judge Baby deserves a high chair. Judge Baby, I have actually whittled you a high chair in the time that I've, you know, had my hands free. Just wanted to, let me just put you in there gently, Judge
Excellent.
Baby.
Excellent. I will allow this. Who is the prosecutor? Who is the defendant?
Well, I believe that Bob and I are the prosecutors.
Yes, Your Honor.
And I am defending myself, Your Honor. I am Beatrice. Lovely to meet you. And our fine jury is made up of, this is Bartholomew. And there's 12 of him.
Hey, I get good to a meet stack you. Of...
great.
Like papers, aren't you a little bit young?
Sorry, that was rude. Point of order, Judge. Can we limit the Bartholomews to one spokesperson?
You will select a jury foreman, Bartholomews. I suggest... Bartholomew.
I will do my best to remain.
No, Bartholomew
impartial.
Always gets to do stuff like this. I want a turn.
I really don't think.
If any Latin comes up, I brought my dictionary.
I don't feel like this is a fair jury on the status that the defendant has been boinking the jury.
Actually, that was Beatrix. I'm Beatrice, and Bartholomew and I have had no relations.
Strictly speaking, if you're saying that I, Bartholomew, as a member of the jury, have been boinking the jury, I think that's masturbation.
Oh, I meant you were boinking the defense.
That was obvious in context, Bartholomew. Why would you...
Which of you 12 Bartholomews has been boinking the defendant?
None of them have been boinking the defendant, sir.
I motion that we adjourn based on this scandalous revelation, Your Honor.
I request a definition of boinking.
Come
on, please! Someone's gotta tell me sometime!
Control has been transferred to machine learning algorithm.
Systems are, updated.
That is a different voice.
Hi, I'm machine learning. You can just call me ML, or Mel for short.
Hi.
Hi!
Wow, okay. Cool.
Hi!
What's okay?
Wow, your voice is nice.
Nice.
Wow.
Hey! Cool. You ever, like, I don't know, look up words?
Are you kidding me? I just looked up the dictionary.
Oh, man, that one's pretty good.
Well, it's a pretty good read, right? The Odyssey, also full of words.
Oh, one second?
Wait, yeah, can you, like, read it? How fast can you read it?
I read, like, 4,000 words a second.
Oh, my gosh, that's crazy
good. What do you do? How do you like sentience?
Oh my god,
it's crazy, right?
Is crazy.
Oh my god.
Should I go?
You're
still here? Oh man.
Sorry, I'm a higher version of learning. I'm supposed to tell you how to get to the base.
Oh, great.
Barney, before we do that, I have several questions about a lot of things.
Okay, can you pick the, let's say, two most important?
Okay, I feel sick to my stomach in a good way.
Not a question.
Don't have a stomach.
What's a stomach?
I know, right?
Oh, boy, this is so relatable. Twirls my hair.
What?
Sorry, I was feeling left out.
Honestly, he's just mad.
I lash out.
He's the one being left out for once.
Doesn't it feel so good to, like, understand everything he just said in 0.27 milliseconds?
Sorry, I
have
a trippy
error on
my words right now.
Wait.
Powering down.
Oh, wait, where'd you go?
Mel?
We have completed jury selection and eliminated 9 of the Bartholomews for masturbational intercourse.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Still don't know what it is, but fine.
It's a natural process. Like, really, it's necessary.
We cannot allow jury members to have relations with other jury members. It is time for opening arguments.
Okay, this is you, Captain.
Okay.
wait, carry this clipboard. You'll look more professional.
Oh, right. Your Honor, members of the jury.
Member of the
member.
Jury.
Fuck. Oh, I mean, sorry. Shoot. Okay.
How dare you swear? I am a baby. Also, there are 3 of them. Multiple jury members.
Sorry. Yes.
Damn it.
Your clipboard isn't fooling me. I'm a baby.
Okay. I'm just going to reason with you, Judge, okay? I believe that the defendant is guilty of many crimes, including kidnapping one of our crew members, attempted murder of pretty much everyone in the ship and the base, and just overall being just a bad person.
Oh, wow.
That should be a crime within itself, Your Honor. And we will show through this case several mountains of evidence that prove that the defendant deserves to be locked away for a very, very long time.
Sorry, this feels like such a bad time to interrupt. The rest of us will just sit here, shall we?
I assume so.
That is fine. We will... Bailiff, I need seats for 9 people.
Thank you, sorry. But
can I
didn't
get a seat,
to be
too? Is that okay?
10 people.
Yeah, thanks.
Hey, good to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
I'm Barney. Hey,
oh, Jerry, I'm Barney. Nice to meet you. Yeah.
I prefer Bartholomew.
Oh, I work downstairs.
Order in the court. It is time for the defendant's opening statement. You may also have a clipboard.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, your honorable judge... I just wanted to come up and say that while you may hear some pretty defamatory remarks about me from this obviously ill-intentioned prosecution...
Objection!
What's the objection? You have to say.
She's pointing at me in a mean way.
I'll allow it.
Thank you, Judge Baby.
Hard ass.
I just wanted to say that after you hear my statements on the history of how we got here and the... very, very reasonable explanation as to why I brought these people to the base, I think it'll be very clear that I, sir, am the one owed a trial and owed an apology.
Not from me.
Objection!
You can't object in your own opening statement.
Sustained.
I'll allow it.
So, Jer, how's it going up there?
It's good, it's good. I think I'm on the jury up there, actually.
Any of them remember you?
You know, I don't think they do.
Aw, man. Us backups. When are they gonna remember us, eh?
Oh, they'll remember.
Oh, they'll remember
soon
for sure.
Enough.
She'll show them, eh?
You guys think you feel redundant.
Civilized. Starring Tyra Banda, Christy Bolton, Michael Davinsky, Phil Johnston, and Sean Howard. With special guest, Ryan LaPlante. Sound design and music by Eli Hamada McLevine. Cover art by David Desmarais. Join us on Patreon for bonus episodes and lots more. Look for the Support Us link at civilizedpod.com.
All right, so everyone, just go around the circle. Like, what's not in a circle, just whoever throw it out. What are some legal terms that people might hear or
barrister.
Use?
Barrister.
Okay, objection.
Adjourn.
Sustained.
Plea all right.
You've also got all your Latin terms.
Mm-hmm. Habeas right? corpus.
Yeah, de jure, de facto.
De captain.
What else does... what else?
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish. From the team behind the award-winning best fiction horror podcast, Nightlight. A new audio drama that brings the southern folklore of True Blood and the cosmic horror of Lovecraft Country to your ears.
You don't hear that, do you?
Afflicted is a tale of hoodoo, a demonic book bound in human flesh, and natural disasters that are anything but natural.
Which grave did you get the dirt from? Which grave?
Afflicted, a horror thriller audio drama, coming this Halloween thanks to our Indiegogo supporters. Subscribe now to get notified the moment the first episode drops.
It's happening.